ZLK, KO4HKX. 24 ZLK, KO4HKX. How are you, Miss Bernice, doing today?
Gap there. I know you was calling Shane, but I didn't think he was going to answer. Oh, we're doing okay. I just went out and fed and watered the chickens and gathered eggs and replaced the light bulb out there. That's on a timer. Haven't done a whole lot, really, Patrick. It's been kind of cruddy out there.
It's been kind of a dreary, nasty day. Good day to take a nap.
Did I take a nap a minute ago, Bernice? Yeah, she said I fell asleep at the table. Oh, but I got some things to do this evening. I received some things in the mail and got the grass cut yesterday, and it's looking really nice ahead of the rain. We've only had 3/100 of an inch, and I don't think there's much left tonight anyways. But just been a day to rest because the lawnmower always beats me up.
So it's been a good day to rest. Can't get out much, too much this way, but sorry the lawnmower beats you up like that. You're going to have to get your own air ride on it.
Power steering and hydraulic lift, and I bought a different seat for it when I first got it. I've had it since, I think I've had it 6 years, Patrick, and it's really a great lawnmower. I don't think I do anymore, and then I got cushions on top of that seat. They don't make any great seats for them that I could see until you get into the ones that are really high dollar, you know, and bigger than I need.
It's a pretty good day. I can't complain. Other than being flipped off and cut off and tried to run me over, I've had a good day. It's all in all good.
They walk among us and they drive among us, that's for sure. Well, you got more steel there behind you, so if I was them, I'd just be careful about waving at you with that one-finger salute.
I'm number one, too.
Hadn't thought of it that way. Well, we're going to have enough eggs. Yeah, we're doing okay. They've slowed down a little bit, but not too much. I think I got 8 today.
Seen a thing on that yesterday. I'll have to show it to you Thursday when I come by about how to keep the chickens laying even when it's wintertime.
Yeah, always glad to see things like that. Bernice reads about them at times and investigates different methods. Those ones on this side have got the pecking, I don't know what you call it, you know, where they peck each other a lot. They're mostly pecking their own feathers out. I put that purple medicine on them the other day and it stopped them for a while, but now they're at it again. And I just don't like to go in there and try to grab them and put that stuff on them. It rowls them up, and I might get hurt. And they can hurt you with those claws. And I can get hurt in there real easy. It's a small cage, you know. So I hate bothering with them. I guess you could go out there at night and grab them off, but I've opened that cage up at night before to look at things, and they get pretty shook up about it. So I don't know if one thing better than another.
What to tell you on that one. But Tom, Miss Bernice, I am going to step out for just a minute. I'm going to run in here and grab me a cold drink for the ride home. But I'll be back in just a moment. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
There's the boss. I got to run down the hall anyway, so maybe you'll get Shane here in a little bit. Take care, Patrick. KO4HKX in Gerald GR Clifton.